The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I don't know if you are one of those people queuing online, figuratively, for tickets to that NFL game that's coming to Dublin later in the year. At one stage, Will O'Callaghan, our colleague here in Off the Ball, put up a picture. 480,000-odd people were in the queue ahead of him. Now, he ended up getting tickets, which would suggest that lots of people were just logging in to see how many people were in the queue, and other people just gave up. So he moved his way up pretty quickly. But it did cause people here to talk about maybe, you know, going back in time to the days when people queued up on the streets to get tickets. Remember those halcyon days? Were they really that halcyon? Dave Hannerty is the host of the No More Encore podcast. Dave, would you like to go back in time to those days?
Yeah, Kieran, I'm going to try very hard now not to sound like a square from the past and go, you know, all this were feels one day. But I think so. I mean, I'm definitely someone who prefers the human touch, whether it's in any kind of transaction. Not that I don't shop online. I'm not that much of a Luddite. But I kind of feel a lot more reassurance when haggling over a ticket or even just getting it in from the person in front of me. And yeah, we've all done it. I remember a time when you go down to your local music shop, wherever it was, and there's still a few of them out there. But obviously, largely, everything is online now. Ticketmaster is a behemoth, and it's not going anywhere. And I do think that there's an awful lot of problems with the system. But the question is, who do you go to? And also, if there's such a monopoly, which they are, like, we can't really complain about it, can we?
We can't. And at the same time, much as we like to give out about it, the online system is probably fairer, is it, than expecting people to queue up a kiosk, in the sense that anybody, anywhere in the country can just log in and get in the queue for tickets as opposed to having to travel to a kiosk.
Yeah, like in one sense, perhaps, but also I don't know about fairer, because you talk about the bizarre amount of queuing there yesterday. And I think I had one friend who saw over 600,000 people in the queue ahead of him. So, but like I've had it happen to me. I've had it happen to friends where all of a sudden you just get bounced out. You get sent to the back of the line and there's no real reason given. It's a system glitch or something. Is it your internet connection? Again, it's that kind of lack of transparency, that lack of person in front of you that you can just say, what's going on? Now, granted, yeah, if you're at a kiosk, Ticketmaster kiosk in real life with a real person, if their system crashes, their system crashes. It's the same kind of overall cumulative effect. But I'd rather have that ability to say, hang on a minute now, I was in the queue, you saw me, I had this number, I was there, I shouldn't be put to the back when I'm 10 from the front. So the issue of fairness is a big thing when it comes to all this, I think.
Jess, you are kind of at the mercy of the technology gods and people, won't they? Jess Kelly is still with us, our technology correspondent. And people will share stories about the glitch or the Wi-Fi kind of clicking in and out and suddenly they get refreshed, or heaven forbid, there's a software update that's been scheduled by Windows.
And it just ruins your buzz. I'll never forget the stress and trauma of trying to buy Oasis tickets last summer. So I know this system only too well. But what I would say is, there's an element to looking back at the good old days with rose-tinted glasses here. One of the real reasons why this has become so prevalent, this technology has become so prevalent, is because ticket touts were ruining the buzz for everybody. And what a lot of this technology has been implemented for is to stop people going in, bulk buying tickets, going to four or five ticket kiosks, scooping them all up and then reselling them for five, six, seven times face value. So although I do accept that it can be a pain in the face, I do think for the true fans, it is a better system. I also think the resale ability of tickets now within the Ticketmaster ecosystem is great. So if your child is sick, if you're sick, if you've got holiday plans, if something comes up, you can resell your ticket. It takes a lot of the stress and admin out of it. And then I also think on the day, having the e-ticket is so much better than having to have the physical ticket. Now, I still did love queuing outside the
Ticketmaster. What did you queue up for?
Westlife. I was a bigger Westlife fan than Andrea Gilligan back in the day.
Not true. I swear
on all that is holy. I went down with my mom to the Ticketmaster kiosk in, I think it was a Centra back in the day in Cabinteely, and queued outside for my physical Westlife tickets. I queued at Stephen's Green, the Ticketmaster kiosk that was there. So I have done it. I have been that soldier. And while there was nothing really wrong, I actually think in the interest of fairness, and I'm fully prepared to be, for a lynch mob to come after me, I do think this system is better. Could it be better again? 100p. But I do think it's a fairer system, and I do think that the technology there is to protect the fans. There was no way to clamp down on ticket touts without embracing technology.
100p means 100%. Dave, what?
I'm a professional broadcaster, you guys.
What do you remember queuing for?
I never did the overnight thing, I must say. And I do very much use online when it comes to kind of stuff now, but it's more about getting there on time and making sure you've everything ready, you've tabs open, like all these fail safes in place. I mean, I went to see Nine Inch Nails there on Sunday in the Three Arena. And first of all, I would say, first thing I heard when I was stepping off the Lewis was three different voices selling tickets. So ticket sites are still out there. You know, we've in this country, we're supposed to have done away with the secondary ticket market and that kind of thing, but it's not the case. But I was in a production meeting there in work a while ago at 10 a.m. or whatever, and I had my laptop in front of me and I was trying desperately to look like I wasn't buying a ticket, but I recall imagery of, you know, Garth Brooks fans queuing up in kind of shopping centres for the gigs that of course never happened. But if I could just weigh in on one other thing in terms of the interest of fairness, well, I do largely agree with what Jess is saying. I think you could accuse Ticketmaster of touting themselves in the sense that the recent introduction of dynamic pricing, which of course is the surge pricing, which kind of started in the States, and it's if a gig is more popular, you can charge whatever you want for it. And a lot of Irish fans got hit with that in the case of Oasis. Later on, management came out and said, whoops, that wasn't supposed to happen, but it did happen. And I hearken back to an interview with Robert Smith of The Cure last year, in which he said that if enough artists came together and didn't allow dynamic pricing, it would go away. He referred to it as a scam, said most artists hide behind their management and claim not to know, but they all know. And if they say they don't, they're stupid or lying. It's driven by greed. So like you can do it. Artists can opt out of this thing. And I do think ordinary people are getting absolutely screwed at the moment.
I do think a lot of it does sit at the artist's desk, though, because we have seen artists coming out and refusing to utilise the dynamic pricing system. And again, I don't think it's right. I absolutely hate it. I went to look for tickets for something the other day, and the only ones that were left were for 500 quid, which was just insanity, and I would never pay that. But I do think you're so right. Like, the artists have a role to play in this as well. And I do think Ticketmaster needs to be held to account when systems don't work. But at the end of the day, if you want to go to a gig, you will utilise the platform. The e-ticketing platform has worked. I was, you know, going behind the scenes at some events last year and seeing how the technology works from a logistics point of view. And it is incredibly impressive. But that doesn't mean that the system that we have right now is perfect by any stretch of the imagination. There is so much more that can be done. But I do think we need to see the big artists, rather than raking in millions, if not billions, for their tours. They need to fight for their fans a little bit here too.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, and Dave Handry, host of the No More Encore podcast. Dave and Jess, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.